This is the Chip Kelly one-on-one presented by Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome to our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Wawa. Tampa Bay comes to town on Sunday, coach, led by the quarterback Jameis Winston. What have you seen from him this year?
He's seen a lot of improvement since the season started. I think he's been the development. You can see it game by game. He continues to see new coverages, new fronts. And once he sees them, he gets acclimated to them and continues to play better. But I think from game one to now, I think you've seen a great improvement from him. He's a talented player, and you got to be aware of him because not only can he throw the ball, he can also beat you running the ball. I think there's some toughness to him. He's been hit around and banged up a little bit. Threw a key block in overtime against the Falcons. You know, he's a really, really good football player.
And the team seems like it's responded to a young leader down there. They play hard. They had a big win on Sunday against Dallas.
They do. I think Lovey's doing a really good job with that team. He's a heck of a football coach. They've got some good playmakers on defense that are making plays from in McCoy and Levante David, and their new inside linebacker Quan Alexander is making some plays for him. They're really dedicated to running the football on the offensive side. They'll use multiple tight end formations. They'll play with a fullback, and then they're starting to throw some shots down the field with Jameis, and then Evans at wide receiver is playing really well for him.
Yeah, Mike Evans, that big body, the big catch radius. What kind of challenge is that for defenses?
You know, I think it's a different. You know, he's in the Dez Bryant category in terms of the size for a receiver. Much like Dez or Julio Jones in terms of getting matched up with those guys, has such a big catch radius. And then when it's a contested one-on-one ball, it's a tough matchup because he is so big and he's so physical.
You talked about their defense a bit. Is it one that is built on size, strength, or is it more of a speed kind of thing?
It's built on speed. You know, Lovey is a Tampa 2 disciple. You know, coached that defense under Coach Dungy when it, you know, really kind of started to catch in this league. It's a lot like Dallas's defense with Rod Marinelli. Very athletic and fast on the defensive line, one-gap penetrators, speed at the linebacker spots, guys that can run sideline to sideline. You know, Levante David is an all-pro linebacker. The young rookie Quan Alexander playing the Mike linebacker is another speed guy. So there's a lot of speed on the defensive front, and you're going to get a lot of movement.
It's interesting how you create matchups. And on Sunday against Miami, it was Zach Ertz and Brent Celek involved a lot in the passing game. You ask the tight ends to do a lot. Can you talk about all their responsibilities?
Well, it's really the most diverse position on the team because they're asked to block like an offensive lineman, but then run routes and catch like a wide receiver, so that you know that they have a skill set in terms of being a receivers and being out in routes all the time, but they also have the mentality of an offensive lineman for what we do with those guys in the running game. So it takes real versatile players to do it, and we're real fortunate to have two really good ones in Celek and Ertz.
It takes really tough guys to do it, too. Brent has been here for a long time. He caught a lot of passes early in his career. He's been asked to do a lot of blocking. How has he stayed at the top of his game, coach?
He's been great. He's just really a selfless leader in terms of whatever we ask him to do for the good of the team and what it will help us to win football games. He could care less if he has zero catches and blocks well in the run game, then he's happy. He's all about just winning and really the ultimate teammate.
It seems like Zach is that way too, particularly blocking. And I wonder, when you drafted Zach, do kids who come out of college, do they get a lot of time to hone their blocking skills?
Well, I think Zach did. You know, he came from a really good football program in Stanford that's known for their tight ends, playing multiple tight ends and running the football. So, you know, what David Shaw does with that whole team at Stanford, it really prepares, especially the tight ends, to play in the National Football League.
Chip, you got a lot from Nelson Agholor back from the injury on Sunday. Where is he in his development?
He's coming along. He obviously missed a couple games with the ankle sprain. You know, really had worked very hard at his rehab in terms of being able to get back. It was great to get him back out in the field, give us another weapon out wide, contributed. But we expect even more of him out of this week because I think he'll be just a little bit more healthy than he was last week.
The NFL is a long season, highs and lows. How does the team respond after? What have you seen from the team after?
They were great. We had a great day of training today. They know, you know, every week is its own unfolds in its own individual way. It's really its own season, so to speak. And, you know, they came back today. They understand what happened in a one-point loss to Miami. But, the big thing is you can't let Miami beat them twice. They came back out today, and their sole focus is on Tampa Bay.
And they're to a man. The goal is still there. For this football team, the goals that you set out at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, well, our goal is very simple, is to win every game each week, and that's all we're really concerned with, and we have only one game this week to prepare for, and that's Tampa Bay, and that's what those guys are doing.
Thank you very much, Coach. Good luck against Tampa Bay.